Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Fear Bunker North Studios. I got tipped off that there may be an alternative for internet here at Fear Bunker North. Nice person reached out. That would be Chad K. I believe somewhere in Wisconsin. Easy. Have you looked into Starlink? I get it. Download speeds 175 to 225 megs. Upload of around 30. I think I get about near 10 right now. That would be a tremendous upgrade. Not as good as fiber, but a good alternative for satellite poverty internet. I'm in the Green Bay area. The equipment for Starlink is a bit pricey to start, but I believe you can pause the monthly service for the time. All right, so this is an ad for Starlink, I guess. I'm going to try it. I mean, at least look into it. This is like a satellite dish. And it talks to the satellite. And then it comes here on my modem. And then, boom, here you go. And it's $100 a month. So I didn't even know that that was an option. I'm glad somebody suggested that. I guess it just depends on the price tag. Some of you may think I'm made out of money, but no. Aram says, my cousin drove his RV for the last 2 months and worked from his Starlink. Goddamn. Well, regular internet, like if I'm just like looking at a website with this thing, and it's fine. It's serviceable. It's just camera sending the stuff up to the stars, sending it back to you is somewhat of a challenge. Still remarkable to think that in the first part of my radio career, the only way you could ever do anything was actually at a radio station. To think that now I can do a full broadcast from right here in a place that I don't even have running water. Today when I went to the radio station, I brought my milk jugs. You can see one behind me right over my shoulder here. And I come walking into the radio station, and one of the gals there in the office, she goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm getting some water. I need drinking water. She's got a sweet Michigan accent, too. She's like, oh, darling, you don't have running water there? And I didn't want to tell her no. Because I think she's like, this nice lady at the radio station, she's like very protective of me. She goes, and so if I would have said, no, or I don't have running water, now I go, no, I'm just getting some drinking water. So I put the thing in the sink, turn it on, it starts filling. She goes, oh, no, you don't want that. What? Huh? Oh, no, that's the well water. There's no filter on that, darling. You got to use this. And she turns on the other spigot that's next to you. This has got a filter on it, darling. Here you go, sugar. And, it barely runs out. It's like no water pressure. It would have taken me like an hour and a half to fill up 5 jugs of water. So I go, oh, thanks. And as soon as she turns around, turn it off, put it on the well. I don't give a shit. Whatever. This lady is fantastic. The other day, they had this candy bowl at the front of the radio station. And it was like full of Tootsie Rolls and there's like none left. I go, hey, where do they hide the candy to refill the bowl? She goes, Oh, sweetie, it's 8 a.m. You can't have candy at 8 a.m, Eric. I go, do you want me to go get you some food? Ah, no, just a little sugar tooth. No big deal. I just want a piece of candy. That's all. Oh, well, there's a yogurt. You could, you know what? Have some of this yogurt. They're there for you. Go ahead. And there's some breadsticks in there. And you could have some of those too, sweetie. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. You're so kind. Today, I'm sitting there. She comes, hello. I go, hey, how are you? I'm going over to Family Fair. I'm going to get you something to eat. I go, well, I already ate. Oh, what did you have? I go, a Baby Ruth and a Tootsie Roll. She goes, oh, no, no, no. No, no, no. I go, all right. So then time passes. And then she, this sweet lady, she's so kind. She comes in with a Danish. And it's like this big Danish with, and it's like, I mean, it's full of sugar too. It's a pastry. So, you know, whatever. I ate it up, of course. If anybody's going to give me food, I am going to eat it. There's no doubt. Everybody there is so nice. It's just what the doctor ordered. I love, you know, checking out that atmosphere. When I walk into the radio station, this is an old facility. I swear, I might even mention this before. It reminds me so much of Z93. I walk in and I'm like, you ever like walk into someplace and it smells a particular way and it immediately reminds you, what's that song? Doesn't remind me. Fucking Audio Slave. Yeah, this reminds me. So it's just so cool. Just great to get in there. People call in the radio station. They request their songs. So then today, okay, so number two is JC. By the way, the lady I'm talking to is number 3/4. Number two, JC, he listens, and he always busts my balls about everything. And he knows that I like Springsteen, and he loves Springsteen too. And then I'm talking into a Springsteen song. It's an old song off of his very first release. It's just him and an acoustic guitar. And on the digital place card for the song, like I hit the button on the computer and the song starts playing. But the title of the song is so long that it's cut off. Now, normally it's not a problem because, I mean, I'm very familiar with the music. I probably know most of the songs that are on there. Some I don't, but they're usually not long titles. The title of this song is Does This Bus Stop on 82nd Street? But the way it shows up to me is Does This Bus Stop? Now, I know as soon as I look at it that there is a on, does this bus stop on or at, one or the other. But I don't remember the street name. I don't know what number of street it is. So here I am. I'm talking up the music. I'm going, all right, yeah. Well, all right, let's get this hour going with the boss. Here's Bruce Springsteen. Does this bus stop? That's how it actually sounded. I don't even know the street that the bus stops on. 57th Street. Whatever. Here it is. I hit the goddamn song. I even said, JC is going to rip me a new one over this. And 3, 2, 1. Sure enough, he texts. What a great Springsteen fan you are. If you don't know the song, grab a different one. There's only 54 on the playlist. Now, at this point, I want to say, yeah, fuck off. But I don't. Again, here it's a different story. I can tell myself to fuck off all day. And I just wrote, I love that song. But I can't leave it alone. So then I, basically the story I told you, the next time I talked, 2.5 songs later, I told this same damn story, minus the fuck yous. And I hear from people that say, keep beating the shit out of him. It's wonderful. I guess he's kind of like run roughshod through everybody. And, you know, he'll blast anybody a new one. And nobody ever says anything. So I'm like, eh, fuck, I don't give a shit. What the fuck? I absolutely am gonna give it back to you. That's kind of my nature. I'm not just gonna go, okay, I'm gonna be a bitch. Ridiculous. All right, speaking of radio, back in the day on WBBL, I've talked about this before. One of the clients of the radio station, the guy spent, like, he would spend money on the radio station for advertising. Little did we know, but the radio station was a cog in this guy's criminal enterprise. Jamie Westenbarger, Forest Hills Financial. This goddamn crook. Holy fucking shit. So he'd come on the radio and say, yeah, I'm going to help you make your money, grow your money, and give your money to me, and I'm a great broker, investor, whatever the fuck he was. I don't know what the fuck he was. Doesn't matter. For those of you that listen to the Lost Zane recordings, you had to have encountered him a time or two on the show. All of those episodes.
Saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save big.
Probably will be listened to in a different light, knowing that he's a goddamn thief. Time passes. His criminal enterprise is exposed. He gets in big trouble. And so he wasn't even doing a Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff, like somebody would give Bernie like $5 million and he'd give them phony documents that would say, yeah, look at my returns. Oh, my God, you're making so much money. It's incredible. You're getting like 19%, which is absurd. On a good year, on average, the stock market will get you, I don't know, 6, 7% a year if you're lucky. It's not bad. Westenbarger or Madoff would then take the money that client A would give him and give it to client B. Because client B is like, hey, I need my money. Oh, yeah. Hey, I got it. And then he'd give him robbing Peter to pay Paul. Classic Ponzi scheme. Biggest one ever in the history of anything. Westenbarger not doing that. He would just grab the money like it was in a candy jar and go to the fucking casino. And then people would say, hey, we need our money. Oh, I don't have it. What do you mean you don't have a fucking money? I gave it. You're supposed to have invested it in a CD. So-and-so just lost his legs in a car accident. We got to build a ramp. I don't have it. I spent it. What? Yeah, here. Sign this promissory note that says that I owe you this money. So that is... he was actually asking the people whose money he was investing to be an accessory to a crime, which I'm sure someone will repeat in the telling of this tale, which I'm going to play for you right now. He was just sentenced. There you go. There's my man. He used to come into the radio station with Ben and I and Julius and tell everybody to invest your money with him. I'm anxious to hear how this thing works. Every time I've done this, there's been like a delay.
Former investment broker at an ADA-based firm is headed to prison tonight. A judge sentenced Jamie Westenbarger to at least 2.5 years in prison for stealing $250,000 from his clients at Forest Hills Financial.
Target 8 investigators sued in samples exposed the embezzlement in 2019 and has...
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. Awesome. I love that. Makes for great.
It's been tracking the case ever since.
Jamie Westenbarger's victims have waited 5 years for this day to address Westenbarger directly, to explain the impact of his crimes, and to see him brought to justice.
This is Mayor of the People's State of Michigan versus Jamie Westenbarger.
Among Westenbarger's victims, award-winning photojournalist Lance Wynn, whose son Justin worked as a photographer at News 8.
Westenbarger was considered by my family to be a friend.
And was on the job when he learned Westenbarger had stolen $60,000 from Justin's dad.
This was a blow. We no longer had that safety blanket.
A safety blanket the Wynns needed when Lance became ill and required care. That's when Westenbarger admitted the cash the Wynns were depending on that they thought was in a CD wasn't there. Westenbarger had used it as a personal loan.
I will never forget.
From another client, Westenbarger stole $200,000 and when discovered, asked the married couple to sign papers saying the money was a loan.
The audacity of asking us, the victim, to aid in covering up a crime was astounding and profoundly insulting.
The Attorney General's office said the 47-year-old used his client's money to pay off debts, buy gifts for his girlfriend, and feed his gambling addiction. And even when he lost his broker's license and moved to Tennessee, the AG said he violated bond 6 times by leaving the state to gamble.
While our victims were suffering financial loss and dealing with the consequences of the defendant stealing this money, the defendant was out living his best life.
According to bankruptcy records, Westenbarger vacationed in Hawaii, rented a luxury apartment, and bought a diamond ring.
Have you stolen from your clients?
No, never.
This was Westenbarger in 2019 when Target 8 confronted him as he tried to peddle his financial planning services to retirees.
Worst thing you can do is end up in retirement.
At the time, he told us his clients loaned him the money.
It's not some, you know, massive cover-up, nothing major.
Fast forward 5 years.
The situations that occurred, the money, it's something that I'm horribly embarrassed by. I think it's completely awful. I have no excuse for it. I had a thriving business. I had a great reputation in the community. I threw it all away.
Westenbarger asked the judge to consider that he's worked hard to pay back more than $160,000 and will keep working to do so as long as he can.
Please do not consider his ability to pay us back if he's in jail. We do not need the money as much as we need justice. For Lance Wynn.
To breach that trust?
In the end, Judge Scott Noto followed the plea agreement, sentencing Westenbarger to at least 2.5 years in prison, up to 20. And the former investment broker said goodbye to his wife before heading to prison. Justin Wynn wishes he could tell his dad justice served. But Lance Wynn died in 2019. In Grand Rapids, I'm Target 8 investigator Susan Samples.
Oh, God, Jamie. You fucking asshole. Jesus. Fucking scam. I don't know. In hindsight, I remember when Jamie came in and I didn't really have a bad feeling about him. But I always get a little bit anxious when I meet someone like that who is going publicly saying, give me your money, give me your money. I find more often than not that those people always make me raise an eyebrow. Seems like the reputable ones never really seem to have to go out and tell everybody about, hey, you should give your money to me, give your money to me, you know? Kenny says, I hope she filed for divorce the following day. I don't think so. I don't think she did. She seemed to love him there. Maybe one day if the Punisher ever has to By the way, we are creating a long list of people for the Punisher to take care of. I don't know if this guy makes the list, but Kenny the Punisher, that's like a real thing. I think that if Kenny like became like Deadpool, which that movie is out today, I believe, Deadpool and Wolverine, or Wolverine and Deadpool, or whatever the fuck, everybody's going to go see it. I think Kenny would, he would use his powers like that. Didn't Hugh Jackman say he would never do a Wolverine movie again? He would never be in that role. I'm pretty sure that they gave him a ton of money. And Ryan Reynolds was trying to, like, come on, man, let's do it. Let's do it. Aram says John Midgley, the psycho magician, needs to draw a comic book cover of Kenny the Punisher. Linda writes, I have a meeting with my financial advisor on Monday. My first question will be, are you running a Ponzi scheme? Well, if he is or she is, I don't think they're going to tell you. Jeremy says people like him are the reason why it's so hard to trust investment advisors. Tyler says, I wonder if he ever tried to talk EZ into giving him his hot tub money. I'll never forget the first time I, when I was working with Three Bear and Hot Wings, it was this guy who was running our money. And what I noticed was he wasn't really doing anything and he wasn't even giving any advice. It was just kind of like there. And I alarm bells were going off with me. I was like, what the? Shouldn't more be going on here? I feel like nothing's really happening. And then I met with a buddy of mine who works for Morgan Stanley. And this was Novak's friend. So I trusted him. I trust Novak, so I trust this guy. I still talk to him to this day. And so he's not my investment guy, but I said to him, I go, at the time I was paying on a student loan. I had like $80,000 on a loan. And it was an 8.5% loan. I've talked about this before. And he goes, you pay how much? I go, about $800 a month. And I tell him I give him the info I just gave you. He goes, Jesus Christ. You got to pay that off, like right now. 8.5% on $80,000. It's going to take you forever to pay that off. Why? You're going to need to pay more than eight. He goes, look, I'd love to help you with your money, but I'm not doing anything to help you until you get that gone. So I don't give a shit what you do. Come up with the money and pay off the student loan. That's the first thing you need to do. Right then and there, I knew that this guy was my guy. Because he beat me over the head about this debt thing. And I'm like, oh, shit. I wish my other guy would have told me that. Fuck. I mean, I knew it, but Amy says, that much money from Central? For Central? Yes. Okay. A little bit more background. How the hell did that much come from loans? Let me explain something to you. When I was going to college, they would, all right, how much money does your mother make? And then they would look at how much my money my mom made, how much money my dad made. And then the state would say, well, you're eligible for a $1,000 loan. Well, it just wasn't enough. But mom and dad could not afford to send me to school. All right. So then Pooh Bear and I got married. And one of the benefits of that is now they don't rely on my parents' tax info. They rely on mine and my wife's, which we didn't make anything. We worked at McDonald's. So the government says, oh, well, okay, let's see. Eric, we're going to give you $12,000 a semester. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.